Blog Talk Radio.
Like, ooh, she's dirt, been fake. And I just tell them, cut me.
get out of all your boxes, I'll get out of me. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage, knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution, preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more, I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more, I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more, 'cause now I understand. You just wanna use me, you say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me, but how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting, your guilt trip's just not working, repressing me to death. 'Cause now I'm choosing life, yo, I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go, that's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, how I choose to live.
No more compromises, I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I get out of all your boxes, I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Oh, I want out of social bondage, knowing my condition. Oh, it's the reason I must change. See, what you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset, I could care less if you're upset. Don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system, I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen, or let my father's will be done, and just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage, just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains, just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Or are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out. Freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I must die.
Welcome to The Conscious Creative. I am one of your hosts, Love Rains. I am Love Rains. You can follow me on Twitter at I am Love Rains. That's I-A-M-L-O-V-E-R-E-G-I-G-E-R-E-I-G-N-S. I can't spell. So follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I'm here with Sage Myatt. Sage, how you feeling this afternoon?
Feeling amazing. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. No complaints at all.
Good. And good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, everyone who has called in thus far. You can find me on any social media as Sage Myatt on Instagram. It's Sage, S-A-G-E underscore M-A-A-T. And on Twitter, it's the same, Sage Myatt. Same on Facebook. So hopefully we'll be connecting in that space really soon. So what type of show do we have planned today?
Well, yep, we are talking today. We're talking about saving versus spending. I had an opportunity to go to a women's group, Girls Talk, a couple weeks ago, and there was a young woman there who I've seen and I know very well as far as seeing her in the Jacksonville community, and she really gave some really amazing tips on how to save and how to spend wisely. She had a bunch of different tips and ideas for not only just couponing, but also being able to get free tickets and free movie tickets and get savings on this. And it was just a lot of things that you really really don't think about, you know. And it was such an interesting topic for me, and to be able to be a part of that and hear her express that, you know, I felt, you know, let's just share her ideas and thoughts to the world. So her name is Sloan Mercer, and I see that she has called in, so we're going to go ahead and bring her over. Before I do that, I know that, have you seen that show, Sage, I don't know what it's called exactly, but it's a reality show where you have those extreme couponing. Have you seen that?
No, ma'am.
So I've seen the show, and it's like
seen an extreme couponer. There was a young lady at my former job. She used to sit at her desk and clip coupons, and I thought it was a bit interesting, very intense. Totally not my style, but yes, I've experienced an extreme couponer, but I haven't seen the show. I've heard of it, and I've seen a lot of people tweet and Facebook about it, but yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
You know, I must say too, it is definitely intense. It's more intense than I thought it would be. As far as like extreme couponing, but even, you know, the tidbits and insight that Sloan's going to give us today, I think it's definitely not that extreme as far as the extreme couponing goes, but it does help you in the long run, and it kind of gives you an opportunity to really save some coins, you know, because these days we know saving a little bit is definitely a lot in the long run. So I'm going to go ahead and bring over our lovely guest for this evening, Sloan Mercer. Are you there, Sloan?
I sure am.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Hello. I am doing great. And how's everyone?
Good.
Very well, Sloan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, before we get started, yes, Sloan, tell us a little bit about you and who you are and what you're offering us today.
A little bit about me. I'm tell from my accent. I'm from the UK. I'm from Birmingham. It's outside of London, Newark, Yorkshire. I came to the States a while ago. Mm-hmm. As a young mother, I was basically looking for a way to, of course, every young mother is looking for this, to pinch your pennies, because you'll always have, you know, more month than you will money.
Right.
So I wanted to figure out a way that I could turn around and I could save. And I would always hear ladies at work, they would run down the aisle, because I work for a bank. I've been working for a bank for the last 20 years. And I would hear women, and they would always be, you know, saying, well, you know, I'm short on money, you know, stuff like that. And then they would just gossip all the time. Mm-hmm. There's always a sale here, a sale there, or someone in the workplace they were speaking. And I said, you know what, there has to be a better way. So since I cannot change the mindset of others, I will change the mindset of myself.
Right.
So I started sitting down and thinking about, well, what can I do to save? and I did a lot of research on this, and anything I found, I would share. Because I'm from that old school of each one teach one.
Right.
And I understand that everyone's in a profit, you know, world right now of, you know, come on, I have a great idea, let me sell it. But if you give it away, then everyone will eat. No one will go hungry.
Right.
And so that brought me to my my Bob Alert, which is called Barbie on a Budget. And it's all about finding creative ways of saving money. Or if you do have to purchase a good or a service, how do I save money on that good and service? And that's what brings me here. I'm sorry?
You said that's a blog that you have?
No, someone actually mentioned to me last night about starting a blog. But I said, I don't know. I'm still going to think about it. But I do think it's a really good idea because I have a lot more to share than what I shared with y'all guys when I came to the ladies' event at church on that Saturday. So I might just go ahead and do that. So what do you think? Should I?
I think you should. I think that that would be awesome. And I think that that blogs nowadays, I think that a lot of people, they look for those kinds of things. They look for that kind of real-time experience or real-life experience that people, a lot of people bring in the blogging arena. You have people out there who are like professional bloggers. And you have a lot of people who follow them. So I think that that would be great. I think that you would, I think one, that I know that you would have a lot of followers, and I think that it would definitely help a lot of people. It's just the only thing about blogs is that, well, from my experience, is that it takes a lot of time. It's very time consuming. But I think it definitely would be worth it in the long run. And Barbie on a Budget, that would be, I think that would be a great title for it.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try.
Something to think about. Well, let's get right into it. What's your first tidbit of information that you want to give us?
Well, when I think about saving, I try and break it down into bite-sized categories that I can absorb without it feeling cumbersome. So what I did was I broke it down into three different things for myself. One was my financial health. And what could I do with the money that I was trying to save? Or where can I find some ideas on things that I can do to make sure that my credit is healthy? Because as you know, we live in a credit society.
Right.
And then I broke it down to the next topic, which was, let's talk about saving. So now that we have the money, what do we do with it? How do we go about saving it and getting more bang out of our buck? And then the last one, we all love to have fun. But we have a tendency to think about it backwards. If I'm going to buy these new shoes, I'm paying for this trip, and so forth, but what can I do to prepare to fund my fun going forward so that way it doesn't seem more so as if I'm taking away from the household or from my children or something that's more of a dire need over something that I truly want. So going back to the financial health, I always suggest the first thing that people do is to find themselves a bank that will pay them the highest yield of interest on your money when you're talking about savings. Mm-hmm. And, of course, your money is going to be your direct deposit that's going into the account and so forth. So you want to go to bankrate.com first and find out what banks out there are paying you the highest yield on your money. And then once you find that out, and most I've found have been internet banks. I'm a big proponent of utilizing internet banks like HSBC, HSB, and so forth, because those banks will allow you to have that money there. And if you really need that money, it takes 3 days to automatically move that money from an internet account into your regular account. So I'm a big proponent of doing that. Because you have to sit there and think about that purchase that you're about to make. Do I really want whatever it is that I'm trying to buy?
So when you say internet banks, so there's no way that they don't have like physical locations where you can actually go into?
That is correct. There are no brick and mortar buildings at all that you can go into and say, hey, I'd like to make a withdrawal. There are no ATM machines or kiosks for you to do your banking. All of your banking is solely online.
Okay.
But due to that, they pay you a higher rate on your money than a brick-and-mortar bank. So instead of you getting that 0.001% that you'd get from your local bank, you're probably going to see about maybe 0.036 at one of the online banks.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the average for for those that, you know, those who may not be familiar with financial terms as far as yielding on their savings or yielding on their checking account? What does that mean exactly?
That means that there's going to be a calculation that the bank is going to do to pay you on the money that you have basically sitting at their bank. Okay. And that either can be in simple interest, which I won't get into that term, but simple interest is just them paying you money on whatever balances that you currently have in that account at that time. Or you can do something of compounding interest where the money just sits in the account and flips itself.
Awesome. And what were some of those internet banks you said? What were a couple examples of the internet banks?
HSBC is a good one. There's one called Direct Bank. And there's a few others, but if you go to bankrate.com, it will tell you all the ones that are currently out there.
Gotcha.
And would you say that these are best for just savings or savings and checking accounts?
Actually, you can utilize them for both, but I primarily utilize them for savings versus anything else because you don't want to have a checking account that you don't have ready access to.
Right.
I'm having a problem with my checking account, I would like to be able to go in and actually speak to an individual so we can discuss
exactly.
It and find out what's going on. I want to speak to a banker. Whereas with my savings account, since it's not going to impact my everyday dollars, those I don't mind having sitting in an internet account.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I think those, for me, I know for me, I'm going to look into that because I think, like you said, not being able to direct, like get to that money right away, it kind of forces you to think about those impulsive purchases that we tend to get, you know, and tend to do. So I think that would be, I know for me on a personal level, that would be a good thing.
Same thing for me, because I run across a really, really good deal on something, Michael Kors or whatever, and I go, do I really, really want it? Let me wait 3 days, and if the bag is still there, it's mine.
Right.
You have to think about it in a way of like, do I really want to do this? So you stop being an impulse buyer all the time. You just think about, do I really need this that I have to wait 72 hours in order to get it?
Right. Gotcha. All right. Bankrate.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Taking notes and making sure that our listeners get all of this information.
No problem.
All right. So
next, what I wanted to share with you guys is that once you've found an account, you need to have a centralized location in order to be able to monitor your spending. And there are two sites that I can definitely suggest to you that I love. The first one is going to be Mint.com. Mint, M-I-N-T.com. And Mint allows you to put all of your banking and bills in one place. I started looking at Mint because I was noticing that whenever I had a bill that was due, back when we were going through a really hard recession, for some reason my due dates were changing. And I was starting to wonder, why is it changing? Because if you don't pay it by its due date, you start to pay late fees.
Right.
Mint.com keeps an eye not only on your spending, it keeps an eye on your bills. So you will get an alert when a bill is due. Even if that credit card company or cable company or whomever decides to change your due date on a bill, they will still send you an alert. So it keeps you from watching. They will watch for you and let you know when a bill is due. So that's one good thing about that. And it'll also give you charts and graphs to give you an idea of what your spending is so you can curtail it. It'll let you know you spent too much money at Starbucks that month.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So it'll actually give you the old-fashioned Excel spreadsheet to which to maintain for budgeting has now gone online. You can literally do that. And Mint has a an app that you can actually download to your phone, which, as I recall, I remember, Love, you downloaded when we were in the class when I was speaking to about this.
Yeah, I did. I did, and I've been using it ever since, and I love it. I mean, I love the alerts, and I love how easy it is. Number one, it's very simple, and I like how whenever my account, there's like a lot of activity on my account, or my account is getting low. You can set it to where, you know, if your account is getting under a certain amount of money, it'll alert you and say, hey, your account is getting below blah blah blah, or it also alerts me. What I love about it too is that it allowed me to create a budget for myself. So I like that a lot. So I definitely recommend Mint for a lot of people, especially, you know, for those of us who are constantly on our phones. Having the mobile app is definitely a great thing. And I don't have to, even though I have the little apps for my bank account, you can put everything in Mint, and it'll watch all of your bank accounts.
Exactly.
So
and that's
like
definitely
that.
One thing I love about it. Now, that brings me on to another one that will also watch your spending, and that one is called Manila.com. And Manila is MANILLA.com. And what Manila does the same thing that Mint does, but Manila looks at the other side of your spending. So if you're a person that loves to go to Daily Deals, if you love buying things from Living Social, Restaurant.com, or Groupon and so forth, this is a good site for you. Because a lot of us will go, ooh, that's a great deal, and it'll expire before we get an opportunity to utilize it.
Right.
So now you've got something where, okay, I bought a beautiful dinner for two people. I bought it for the price of one person, and now it's expired, so I can only get dinner for myself or dinner for the other person, not to pay out. Manila tracks all of those little coupons that you buy online along with your current spending. So it will alert you 30 to 15 days out before that Groupon, Living Social, Restaurant.com, or whatever is about to expire. So that way you can, again, utilize it and get more bang for your buck. Because nobody wants to buy something and realize that now the value's cut in half.
Right.
So Manila will do that.
Does it offer specials and coupons on their site as well, or is it just strictly a housing place for those coupons and deals that you get?
It's only a housing.
Okay, gotcha.
And my last topic under financial health is definitely going to be FreeCreditScore.com. Please make sure you know what your credit rating is. You get your credit rating once a year. It is free from all three of the credit bureaus. So please make sure you do that. If you're someone who's looking to basically tighten up on your spending because you're trying to buy a major product like a house or a car, you might want to do Credit Karma. Because Credit Karma is free and it's also an app. So you can utilize that as well. But please make sure that you get your credit score and know what they are, because that's going to be your buying power. That's going to drive your interest rate in your car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's going to drive the interest rate in your car and the interest rate in your home. The lower your interest rate, the less money you're paying out, correct?
Correct.
That's right.
So how does Credit Karma work? So Credit Karma, you can only still get your report free one time a year, right?
Now, you should be able to consistently monitor it on Credit Karma.
Okay. Gotcha. And you can't
do
that.
It'll let you know where you stand. Whereas Free Credit Score, that's a one-time deal, one time a year from all three bureaus.
Gotcha.
All right, cool. Does anyone have anything, any questions regarding your financial health?
No, my only, go ahead, Sage, I'm sorry.
No, I just was saying I didn't have any.
I'm ready to get to the fund your fun, but I wanted to say the credit, the thing about, I guess I've always been confused about the free credit score. You have to, because I went on there, and you still have to sign up, right? Am I mistaken?
For the freecreditscore.com, yes, you do.
Okay.
But it's at no cost to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because you have to sign up, because you have to think about it, the system still has to know who you are to be able to report back accurate information. But the good thing about those sites is that they do not ask you for a credit card, so you're not paying for anything. With other monitoring sites, they do require you to input a credit card. They will give you anywhere between a 30 to 90 day trial, and then after that, they start billing your credit card.
Gotcha.
So be leery of any site that wants to charge you, especially when this information is free. And we all love the word free.
Yes. Free. That's how I was laughing with a friend the other day, and I was like, that's how you know when we're getting older, because you hear things like savings or free, and you get like a tingle down your spine, and you start getting excited about like the little things where you weren't, you know, when we were younger, we weren't thinking about it. But now, free is almost like a sexy word to me.
Who are you kidding? That's not the full play. Free, that's for me.
Exactly. Cool beans. So what was that? What was the next topic?
The next topic is let's talk savings. And everyone has purchases that they're going to have to make. You know, be it clothing or bedding or whatever you're going to purchase, you or your favorite lotion. Like me, I have an obsession with Bath and Body Works, a particular lotion that I can only buy online because I can't pick it up in the store. But I wanted to find a way that I could save money on my online purchases because I knew that there was a way out there that I could actually find something that would save me money. And I'm all about finding, ooh, what's a coupon code? And someone asked me one day, what's a coupon code? Well, a coupon code is something that's going to allow you to save money on whatever purchase you're doing. So that coupon code, which can be a mixture of letters and numbers, can be a difference between 15 to 20% off on whatever you're purchasing, including free shipping on whatever you purchase. So who wouldn't want to have that?
Right, definitely. So basically,
exactly.
The code is like an online coupon, basically?
Yes, exactly, an online coupon. So you always want to go, before you go and hit your checkout, go and search and see if you can find yourself a coupon code. If you can find a coupon code, find a company that allows you to purchase through them, and they give you cash back for purchasing through them. And those are the ones that I normally look for. Two of the top-rated ones out there right now are Fat Wallet and Ebates. Both of those companies, if you go through them and there's a qualifying company that they have a partnership with, they will actually give you money back off of whatever you've purchased if you can't find the coupon code. Like, I just bought an elliptical not too long ago. The elliptical was maybe about $100-something. On that elliptical, I got back 50-something bucks. Just
oh, wow.
By going through Fat Wallet first, because I found the elliptical first. I found it on a site called onesaleaday.com. I said, let me go ahead and put this in my cart. And then when I went to go and purchase it, I said, wait a minute. Let me go into Fat Wallet, see if Fat Wallet has a relationship with One Sale a Day, and see if I can get cash back. Pretty much at that time, they were offering about 6 to 8% back, probably a little bit more. So I can end up getting money back off of my treadmill
or my
elliptical that I purchased. So you want to go to those sites that are going to pay you to spend.
So basically you have to go. You need to go to the website where you have the items first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or where you find the item, and then go through Ebates or Fat Wallet and see if they have a. So how does that work? So when you go to, let's say you go to, Gap or something like that, and you go to Fat Wallet, you just type in, what, gap savings or something like that?
You can't. Or go to Fat Wallet, and you don't even have to put in Gap Savings. They go by company. So there is a little tab out there on Fat Wallet. It'll reveal itself once you register. It's called Cashback. Under that Cashback section, it pretty much lists every store under the sun from A to Z. So if you want to do that, click on the G. It'll bring you down the Gap. It'll let you know if that's a qualifying store. Click on that link for Gap. Let it bring you over to Fat, bring you from Fat Wallet over to Gap, and then make your purchase.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And also, Gap, I know, is one that normally has coupon codes, so now you're stacking. And everyone who coupons knows what the word stacking means.
Okay, what's stacking?
When you're stacking, you're using the coupon code, and you're using whatever percentage that Fat Wallet or Ebates is going to give you for making that purchase.
Gotcha. So you can end up
so
probably getting something for like 75% off.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on the Fat Wallet website, and now I see something that says check out here. Do you have to check out through the Fat Wallet website?
Well, Fat Wallet, what it does is it links you. Fat Wallet will link you over to the actual site for the Gap or wherever you're making your purchase, and then you check out.
Gotcha.
What you want is for that little box. There's a little box that will populate, that will come up, and it will ask you, are you sure you want to go to this store? Yes, I want to go to this store. And it will ask you, do you want to leave a memo for yourself? Go ahead and leave a memo for yourself. Tell it you're purchasing shoes, hats, whatever you're purchasing from the Gap, pair of jeans, whatever. And it will actually save that information. Once your qualifying purchase goes through, the money goes over to Fat Wallet, and it is accumulated under my account, under your cash. And then you can pull that money out either in the form of a check to your PayPal, or I believe last time I checked it lets you do an Amazon gift card. But I personally go for the PayPal.
All right.
And have the money go ahead and go into your PayPal account, and then from there you can do anything you want to do with the money.
Cool. I'm on the website now, playing around.
Well, between them, when you're out there playing around, then one thing I love is for Fat Wallet, which I'm going to give you guys a secret that I don't share with anybody. But one thing I love about Fat Wallet is Fat Wallet has forums out there. I utilize those forums for Christmas shopping because there's other people out there who believe in that each one teach one concept as well.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, ooh, I ran into a dryer at Home Depot, this particular brand, this is his serial number, and they're selling that dryer for $50 at Home Depot. So they will tell you where they found their deal. You can go to the store and get that same deal. Because they won't advertise it. So follow the forums, especially for your Christmas shopping or anything like that.
So all of these deals, they strictly only work online, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have a question because I was talking to my mom about like online shopping and things like that. When you have someone or you run into somebody who's very like leery about online shopping, what would you tell them? Being that you're an avid online shopper, what would you tell them to ease their fears?
I would tell them that if you're going to use something, do not use your bank card.
Okay.
At the top of the screen, in the box up top, make sure that it says HTTPS. That means that it is a secure site that you can utilize, and you won't have any issues.
Gotcha.
If they take PayPal, utilize PayPal, because every purchase on the PayPal is 100% covered. PayPal they won't argue, they won't dispute, they will just give you your money back, and then it will go after the seller.
Gotcha.
In order to get their money back.
Gotcha.
All right, so make sure that you're using your Visa or MasterCard, but not your debit card as much.
Okay. And you can also get those prepaid cards, right?
Yes, you can. Just be mindful that if you are going to be utilizing a prepaid MasterCard or Visa, they charge you anywhere between $3.95 to up to $5 to activate. So you're not going to be getting the full benefit of your money. So you think you're getting 50, you're getting 45. So just be mindful of that. But yes, you can use those cards.
Gotcha.
All right, so we got Fat Wallet, we got Ebates. So how does Ebates work?
Ebates is the same thing like Fat Wallet. Okay. The exact same. I just find that with Fat Wallet, you get better percentage rates back.
Okay.
And normally during the holidays, Fat Wallet will double their cash back. So if you see something that says 3%, it's going to be 6% or possibly 9%.
So our terms were stacking. That's something new that I learned today, stacking. Got it.
Yep, because if you're a couponer, you've heard of stacking. Stacking is basically being able to stack coupons, utilizing more than one for one product. Like if you're going to Publix, Publix has their own coupons, but so does the Sunday paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then those, so you're utilizing the store coupon with the manufacturer's coupon to purchase that item.
And that's stacking. Gotcha.
And that's called stacking.
Now, this may be a dumb question. If you have a physical coupon and you have a coupon from online, you can't stack those, correct?
It depends on the store and what they're willing to accept. The stores are very leery because they've been defaulted a lot on people basically getting coupons off of line and utilizing them. So they're kind of leery, but there are some stores that will allow you to stack. Because if you are someone who has a favorite store that you like to go to, and the coupons they send you are via email or you find one online, the store should take it. They don't have to, but they should.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, that moves me on to my next one, which three I'm going to talk about are Groupon.com, LivingSocial.com, and Restaurant.com, which I talked about under the financial health, just mentioned those or touched on them. But you can utilize those for, you know, theme parks. You can utilize for dinners out, little outings you want to take the family on. So those are some really, really good sites. Also, you can double them with the ones from Ebates and also from Fat Wallet, and you can utilize that scoring and get money back on that as well. So that's a good thing. A lot of people I know probably do use Groupon and Living Social a lot, and they also come with apps that you can download on your phone.
Okay.
So, now, restaurant.com, go ahead.
No, I was just saying with the Fat Wallet, you can, because I know a lot of the Groupon deals, a lot of them are for like trips and rooms, hotel rooms, vacations, things like that. Does Fat Wallet have, they offer deals on that too, or is it just like material things?
Fat Wallet, only thing Fat Wallet does is they tell you about the deals. They do not sell any deals themselves. They basically work with those vendors in order to make sure that you get a percentage of whatever money you spend on that deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's their role. Like for Mother's Day, for example, Fat Wallet was offering 6% off of whatever you purchase off of Living Social and Groupon.
Gotcha.
So you do the math. If you're buying something at half price and you get an additional 6% off of it, that's a couple of dollars savings. And it still retains its full value of whatever it was when you purchased it.
All
So that's one good thing about that.
Okay, awesome.
But now restaurant.com. I first saw restaurant.com in the news. It was actually being promoted for Mother's Day, actually a few years ago. And my son, I know, Love, you've heard me say this story to you before about my son. He was just starting to date. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking for a way for him to save when he took his girlfriends or whatever out. So I ran across restaurant.com. I like restaurant.com, but my only concern with them is that they automatically take an 18% gratuity off of the face value of whatever the coupon is worth.
Okay.
So if you go to a restaurant and you get bad service, you're still having to tip that person.
Okay.
So basically, they control what you pay out.
Gotcha.
So you're getting less off of it.
Okay. So how does that work as far as the amount of your purchase? Like, is there do you set a purchase amount, or is it a kind of like a window as far as the coupon is concerned?
There's a window with all of them. There's going to be an expiration date as far as what's the value of that item for that particular time. It could be a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of months. But then after that, it's going to expire, but it's still going to retain whatever the face value is that you purchased it for. So if you have a group on Living Social or whatever, and you've paid, and it's worth $20 when you purchased it, but you had to pay $10, once it expires, it's only going to be worth $10.
Okay, I got you.
So you're going to lose half the value of what it was when you purchased it. All right, and that brings me to the next one, which is RetailMeNot. RetailMeNot, I love that one. I'm a big advocate for that one for the simple fact that is where I find the biggest majority of my coupon codes or my promo codes is from RetailMeNot. RetailMeNot, if you decide to join them, will also email you any deals that they have going on at your favorite stores. They'll tell you that, you know, hey, by the way, did you know that H&M is having 50 to 75% off? And I've actually gotten alerts from them before I get an alert from H&M.
Yeah. That's another one that
so
I know.
So basically, you like RetailMeNot?
Yeah, I haven't really, like, utilized it a whole lot, but I did download it after we did the workshop. And what I like about it is that even you don't even have to really set up anything, that when you're in an area of a store that has a big sale or clearance or something going on, it'll automatically pop up on my phone and say, hey, did you know that Barnes & Noble has a 50% discount or whatever? And it does that based off of what area you're in or traveling to. So I like that.
Yeah, it's an awesome app because it has that GPS locator. The next one is couponsforchange.org. Now, with couponsforchange.org, the reason why I love them so much is that any purchases that you make, they will turn around and donate that money to a charity, to a needy organization.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's always been near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an opportunity to really look into couponsforchange.org, please do.
Now, can you choose which organization that it goes to, or do they just have a list of organizations that they donate to?
They have a list of them. I haven't gone in depth as far as looking to see if I can basically put them to where I want the money to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it is a very, very good site.
Gotcha.
And the last one on Let's Talk Savings is Yipit. Yipit.com, and that's Y-I-P-I-T. Yipit.com also is a site that watches all the other sites and will let you know anything about what top deals are going on right then and there. So that's one good thing about them.
Okay.
I'm a big proponent of Yipit. I've been able to save, in a little time that I've had them, which has only been about a month and a half, I've been able to save quite a bit of money utilizing Yipit. Or I'll find out deals because a friend of mine or friends will come to me at work and they'll go, hey, I'm looking for a new iPod or camera or something for my kid. And I'll go, oh, I just saw something on Yipit. They're offering, you know, a nice little Nikon for like 100 and something bucks.
Oh, good deal.
So that's one good deal site.
Now, on Yipit, do you buy directly from Yipit, or is it just kind of like it'll point you in the right direction?
It'll point you in the right direction, and on some of them they'll have a hyperlink that'll take you straight to the site.
Gotcha. But before you go on, Sloan, I wanted to introduce Marie. Marie is now on with us. Marie is our one of our three co-hosts. So, Marie, how you doing, love?
Doing good, doing good. Don't let me interrupt, Sloan. I'm definitely listening and taking some notes.
Oh, good. Hi, Marie.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, everybody loves to save some money. You know, I know with me, with you mentioned Retail Me Not. The only issue I have with them a lot of times, and I didn't even know that you could actually like sign up for them. So you just told me something new. I typically go on there because I want a piece of coupon or something like that, but they don't always work. So now I know that I can actually sign up and receive, you said I can receive updates from them.
Correct.
Okay, so now I know. And you can do the same thing with all of the sites that you've mentioned?
As far as signing up? No,
right.
Not all of them you can. Well, actually, all the ones that I list, except for, matter of fact, all of them, yeah, you can. I take that back. You can sign up with all of them if you wish. But understand that it will create a lot of email traffic. So you might want to set up like a dummy email address in order to get all of the traffic that you're going to get from these sites.
That's smart. I didn't even think to do that because I get at least 10 a day from Groupon and Living Social. Not that I don't love them, because I think now I just looked on there because I'm always looking for stuff for the kids to do. And right now on, I believe, Groupon, they have a coupon for a water park in our area for $12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is a fantastic thing. But now that makes a lot of sense to set up an email specifically to get all these coupons and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Go out there and check it.
Did you guys talk about the, you know, I don't know if you, I was recently watching Extreme Couponing.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I find that you did, got it, and I missed it. Because, listen, I've been trying to figure out how, I have to go back and listen. So I don't want you to have to talk about it again. But I am trying to figure out how to do that without it literally taking up my entire day, because these ladies say that, you know, they're cutting coupons, looking for coupons for 8 hours a day. But I would love to go to the grocery store where my grocery bill is typically about $250 every time I go. And if I can get $250 worth of groceries for $1.16, I'm on it. So I'll go back. What? I have to. You know, it takes a lot of energy and time. But, huh?
Sloan taught us a new word, stacking.
Stacking?
Yeah, where you basically get a coupon. You have a store coupon and the manufacturer's coupon that the store allows it. You can use both of them on one item.
I'm coming over to Sloan's house for tea and couponing.
Now, couponing is not my area of expertise. But there is a young lady that I saw on my Facebook page that's basically her business. She literally teaches you how to coupon. And I think last month in June, she had a class at one of the churches here in Jacksonville, Florida, where she was basically showing people how to do it. I think her class was anywhere between $10 to $35 on how to extreme coupon.
Wow.
But last Thursday, Trans America, And I don't know if anyone knows about that bank. They're more so looking for the insurance side of banking to make sure you have the proper insurance. But Transamerica has wine, women, and wealth classes that they have for financial health. And one of the classes they had last Thursday, for free, and you know how much we got free, was extreme couponing.
Oh, wow.
I just wrote that
and
down.
And I hate
wine,
that I did
women
not
and
make
health.
It. Wine, women, and health. So what you want to do, again, another app, if you want to download Eventbrite or even go out and look at Eventbrite, you'll see a lot of classes that Transamerica offers, and you want to look for wine, women, and wealth in Jacksonville, Florida, if you're local, and they will show you all the classes that they have. And they have classes from learning how to do your insurance so you can prepare for later stages of life. They have extreme couponing. They have one coming up on how to manage your debt once you become, I don't like to say senior citizen, I like to say vintage, when you become a more vintage person. And later in life, they show you how to do that. So there's a lot of free classes that they actually offer. And they also have demonstrations that come in to talk about your health as well.
Wow. I think that's,
so please
I think
feel
that
free to utilize
really awesome.
That tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very good tip that you just gave. I think a lot of times when we think about saving and that sort of thing, if you're already living from paycheck to paycheck, it's almost impossible to think about possibly putting money aside, even the smallest amount of money. Recently, I met a pastor who's from Lake City, and he was talking with me about a lot of his congregation are single mothers who are on it's not called AFDC anymore, but single mothers who get financial assistance from the government, food assistance from the government. And I mentioned to him, and this is, you know, I don't know if this would be considered a money tip, but I mentioned to him that a lot of times what women don't understand, or even whoever is getting food assistance, is that you can actually use that to purchase seeds. So you can purchase seeds and you can purchase plants, like food plants, you know, fruit trees and that sort of thing. And even though it seems like, you know, it may seem like, gosh, I'm not a gardener and all that sorts of things, but you're actually not only saving money, but you're creating a healthier environment for your family by growing your own herbs, growing your own fruit, growing your own vegetables, and then you're also being able to harvest those things, especially during a time because a lot of times many families cannot stretch that through the entire month. So that's another, yeah, that's just my little tip to throw out there as well, because it is, it's, you know, we're in dire straits, this country is financially. And so any tips that we can get to help us, you know, sometimes just get through the month without running out of food, without running out of money, then we definitely, definitely welcome that. I know I welcome it as a single woman with kids. I'm always looking for ways that I can save money and ways that I can stretch my dollars. And one of the things that I do as well is I shop online. I find a lot of great deals online, and I'm not an emotional shopper. So I shop for what's needed. So when it's needed, and also another fact, I don't know if you said this either, shopping out of season. So like right now, with it being summer, buying winter clothes now.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time, or at the end of, like, during winter is when you'll find all of the bathing suits and sandals and all that go on sale. Buy it a size or two larger if you have kids. And I have, like, a little container that I keep those sorts of things in. Mm-hmm. So just my own tips from a mama.
Well, those are absolutely wonderful tips. And, I mean, I'm like you. I'm a single mom also, but my son now is an adult. But that's exactly what I did when he was younger. I shopped offline. And for some reason, I still catch myself looking for things for kids. And I would just tell people at work that, hey, I just saw a pair of, you know, $55 Uggs or whatever the recent name brand or whatever it is for $5. You better hurry up and snatch it up and put the size in the basket before it's gone.
Right. Well, let me give you my phone
number. Shop online.
At the end of this show. Yes. Let me give you my phone number. I get so excited. A few years ago, I used to be really, really into eBay. I got a rush, you know, sitting and bidding and waiting till the last second. But I remember one Christmas, and my kids could have sworn Santa did exist this Christmas, because I got like, I was constantly getting packages because I was able to buy, like, Juicy Couture watches and stuff for literally, like, $3.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so many great deals off of these different sites because a lot of times I'll start now. For instance, I'll start August, September, and I'll start planning. And so, yeah, planning is definitely a big part of saving money and not being an emotional shopper and not kind of buying things without thinking it through, especially big purchases.
Exactly.
And I think that
big
goes
purchases.
Back to what Sloan, I don't know if you heard earlier, Marie, Sloan was she gave us a tip on doing online banking. There's an online bank where you can that you can use to actually save money, and it kind of helps. It helps with that impulse shopping because you can't get to your money right away, and it takes, I think she said, 72 hours for you to, if you wanted to transfer.
That's smart.
It takes you a while. Yeah, so I think that helps with that kind of impulse buying. It keeps you from doing that.
And well, let me say about some foolishness that happens to me quite frequently. So, some foolishness, because this is just me not paying attention. So, I recently cut cable off in my home. My cable bill was absolutely ridiculous. And you know how you would sign up for cable, and you guys would get to talking, and they'll say, well, your bill should be no more than $109. And then it's $212 when you get your bill. So, I cut it off. Mm. And what I did was I got a Roku, and I got Blu-ray discs, and it's fantastic. So within those devices, they'll have different sites that you can upload. And sometimes they're already uploaded on the device, like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and all these different sites. Well, signed up for all of them, did not realize that after that, either one of two things happened. After that free trial, they start charging you the full price.
Mm-hmm.
And either that happens or you'll pay for the full subscription, and it's an automatic. It automatically renews your subscription. And so paying it, like, I didn't pay attention to those small little things until, you know, you go to the store and you swipe your card and it's declined. So what's the bleep? Because you know you have a certain amount of money in there, and I could not for the life of me understand where my money was going. Well, it was going to those automatic renewals. It was going to, you know, these different organizations that continue to take money out, like Shutterstock or whatever it's called, Shutterstock. I bought an image off of their site. Why would I need a membership to that? I bought one image off of their site for something. They made me a member, and they were charging me about $39 a month, and I didn't even know about it.
Right.
And so, like, wow. what it did for me, however, what I learned was, number one, stop signing up for everything. And number two, pay attention to your account.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't pay attention to my account, especially if it's a pretty comfortable amount of money in it. You don't pay attention to every little dime. Oh, I didn't. I didn't pay attention to every little dime. Now I do.
Yeah.
I pay attention to every dime because it does matter. Those dimes add up.
Yeah.
And they do.
Hidden fees add up, yeah.
And they do.
I want to set something on fire.
And it does, and it does work that way. Because I know with me, I've been burned like that before in the past as well. So I said, okay, now that I've been burned, what am I going to do to put this fire out? So I said, anytime
right.
I do have an opportunity to sign up for something, and it's for a trial membership, I set an alert again. Using our little smartphone, I set an alert on my phone on my Google Calendar to let me know about 2-3 days before it's due to expire that this is coming up. And I call them and I cancel, or I email them and I cancel and say, I do not want that. And it just takes a split second to just set an alert in your phone to go like, okay, I signed up for this today. In 60 days down the road, it's going to call me. So just go ahead and set up an alert.
Oh, that's so smart, because I can be financially lazy. I can be really lazy sometimes when it comes. Seriously.
I
can
be
fine.
You need to see me. I get anger management issues when it comes to my money. I'm like going, did you really just rob me? And I let you. Is that how we're doing business?
Yeah. I let you do that to me.
I just basically rode down 95, opened up my purse, and just pulled everything out.
And threw my money out. That's exactly what was happening.
But I think they think they can do that because you don't have very many people who dispute it, and they know that people, especially nowadays they don't check their account. They don't go back and check this and do that and dispute things. And so you have these companies that believe that they can do things because they're literally getting over on people every day.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's let me ask you. I know because I came in late, and I had some things in my mind that I was hoping Sloan would talk, you know, about. I have a few friends who have gotten into payday loans. Did you talk about how horrible those are?
No, I didn't. But I'm a big proponent. Please do not do those payday loans.
Mm-hmm.
At all, because I've never seen the benefit in paying somebody back twice the amount of money that you borrowed from them.
I'm
gonna get a dollar from you today, and I'm gonna pay you $2 tomorrow. That's that wimpy mentality.
Yeah, wimpy from Popeye. I get it.
The thing about those too is that people don't realize a lot of times. They'll collect on those loans several times. So sometimes you'll end up paying twice and three times for the same loan, and they'll make you feel like you didn't pay for it or that you had multiple loans out.
Exactly. Legalized loan sharking.
That's exactly what it is. I've had friends lose their car for the title loan. She had a paid-for car. Her car was paid off, ran into some financial difficulties, did a title loan, and she lost her car.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's
desperation, man. Yeah.
Allowed to do that.
Yeah.
We have before we move on real quickly, we have a caller that's been holding. They've been holding for a little bit. So, caller, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out the last four of your number. And if you have a question for Sloan, feel free. So caller 9054, you're now live. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
My first name is Amber. Last name is Wormsley.
Hello, Amber.
Just in case you all caught that, most people would butcher my last name, so I feel the need to have to, you know, say it a little bit slowly. But, while you all are touching on payday loans, and I don't know if you all mentioned hard money lenders. I just kind of jumped on the call. But I think it's important to know what they're actually using the money for. And as far as the spending versus saving, I think it's important to know what people are using their money for, just because if using a hard money lender or a payday loan to start investing, if it multiplies your investment and it almost negates whatever you're going to be paying them back, I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. But if you're going to use it to get a car, obviously that's not even really an asset. It depreciates astronomically, so therefore it doesn't make sense to do it. Even if you're not using a payday loan and you're just using your money or tax return or whatever it is, the same concept still applies, because you're still going to be paying interest. You still have, you know, a note that you have to pay every single month, and it's not bringing you in any money.
Definitely.
So what you're saying, Amber, is you don't necessarily feel like these really high interest loans are a bad thing if you can basically flip it.
Correct. I mean, that's just business. I don't blame a payday loan company for being anywhere, because they're being capitalist, and
Absolutely.
It's a capitalist country, so therefore, if they see, and it does kind of suck because of, you know, typically where they're located, just because it does a lot of times end up being more exploitation than business. But I mean, if their business is legal and they're within whatever federal and state guidelines, I'm not going to be mad at somebody for making money. I mean, if you really want to talk about it, like every other Asian and, you know, the Middle Eastern people and even like white Americans, they're living off of like 98% of our dollars. So I'm not going to be mad at a payday loan company for setting up shop in the hood, because they know what they're going to spend their money on. They're going to go get new TVs for Christmas, go get new cars. They know that they're going to do this, and if they can multiply their money, that's all every other company is doing anyway.
So right. it's okay to profit from fear and desperation is basically what you're saying. It's okay to profit from that.
Say it one more time.
It's okay to profit from fear and desperation because it's business.
They're more profiting from ignorance, and ignorance can at times be somebody's greatest risk. I'm huge on financial education. I think that it's everybody's duty to educate themselves as well as educate each other and their children and things like that. So, I mean, it's kind of like one of those things where, like, I know somebody was saying they had, like, all these subscriptions. Honestly, I've fallen for them, too, but typically anytime I make an account, like, I know I did something with TransUnion, the minute that I set it up and I saw my credit score, I went ahead and canceled it because I already knew what time it was. If I assume that if I sign up for anything that could possibly be a subscription, as soon as I get whatever I need, I go ahead and cancel it. So it's kind of going on the ignorant side, not saying that people are stupid, but just because they literally don't know. And you not knowing isn't that company's fault.
Right.
Because when you signed whatever it is that you had to sign, you were basically agreeing to everything that they said, even if you don't know or you don't understand it. Because you're supposed to ask.
Actually, you take responsibility for yourself.
Right.
And that's why
it's a good thing that they're actually going to pass some regs. They're going to get stricter with the payday loan companies. I know with the military, for instance, active military servicemen are not allowed to take out payday loans because they know how detrimental it can be to the finances, and there is no end to it. And so I understand exactly what everybody's saying about taking responsibility for yourself, absolutely, but I also understand that this country was built off of the backs of others. And I think that just because you can do it, I don't think you should. And
should
I think it
do.
Is
right.
I think that payday loans are becoming one of the reasons or one of the main reasons for the debt situation in each individual household, because a lot of times, like I said earlier, some families, not that they don't want to make it, not that they don't want to pay their bills, they just cannot. They just cannot find a way to make it through the month. And then if you have a payday loan placed on every single corner, you think that that's an answer. And absolutely they find it. Absolutely they probably understand it. But they probably have the intention of paying it off. But fear and desperation causes us to make really bad decisions at times. But that does not mean that people should be able to prey on those people or prey on those persons who are in that situation. So that's just my take on it. I know the government is definitely moving to get stricter with the payday loans. They're definitely moving not to shut them down because it is a capitalist country. I get that, but they don't want this to be because at the end of the road, what ends up happening is you have a whole bunch of people in debt, which actually stifles the economy as a whole. And so it actually ends up being a problem for the entire country, not just for one community. So that's just my take on it.
Well, it would essentially just be like the subprime mortgages and that whole, like, escalation
Absolutely.
Of real estate, and then it literally all came crashing. It would end up being it ended up being the same thing, but you just have people with, I mean, some people may use it for bills, but I do also know that there's, like, within certain cities or counties or whatever, they do have assisted programs rather than having to go to payday loans. So, I mean.
And that's what this show is about. That's what this show is about. It's about, you know, educating. Because
right.
a lot of times the information is just not readily available for everybody. And not to say that it's not there, and if you reach out, you couldn't find it, but if you've lived your entire life in a particular mindset, poverty all around you, I just spoke with somebody about this as it pertains to teenage pregnancy, and that's all you've ever seen and that's all that's ever been modeled to you, it's really hard to really get the concept of living outside of debt, not living from paycheck to paycheck, not living with the fear of having your lights out or with the fear of not being able to feed your children. And so, you know, I think that this show and what Sloan does and the information that she's giving out is very important for every person to know.
And it kind of goes back to what she was saying, too, as far as each one teach one. You know what I mean? If she,
yeah,
the fact that she has found these ways to, for us to save those, you know, save a couple dollars here and save money and, you know, keep from spending ridiculous amounts on things that we don't need, and doing that impulse shopping and doing those things, doing things that we've normally been taught to do because we have,
right,
such, you know, right here, right now society. We want to do everything right here, right now. We want everything at our fingertips.
Uh-huh.
So being able to have people like that that do that, you know, have that each one teach one, that's how we fight back for those things like with the payday loan companies, you know, and having people talk about it. That's how we fight it.
Uh-huh.
You know? So,
and since you all mentioned saving, what exactly, not to say that you have to have a reason to save, like, for a particular something, but what exactly are you saving it in and for what exactly? Because I kind of feel like if I put my money anywhere, I need to have a return. And savings account are getting, like, 0.02%, and the bank's making probably 4%, 5%, probably even depending on how much money is in there and where they can issue that money. I mean, they can make, like, 15%, 20% or give somebody a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So
being a 20-year banker myself, I'll speak
right
to that. And that's what I was talking about at the top of the of our segment today, was going into bankrate.com. There are creative ways. I just spoke about savings accounts, but there are CDs out there that are yielding high money. And a CD can be as little as 7 days all the way up to 1 year. So you can put your money in other things. There are money markets. And money markets, as you know, with those, you do have to have a higher balance in them. However,
yes,
they do pay you a higher interest rate on those money markets, but you're limited to 6 withdrawals per statement cycle, which means that for those 30 days, you can make a total of 6 withdrawals in the combination of 3 withdrawals or automatic payments coming out before you're penalized. So the one thing I love about Bankrate.com is it educates you on what your options are. And you're right, savings accounts have not been the same since this city has gone through the, since this whole country has gone through the mortgage issue. It has not been the same that it has been over, I know, at least, what, the last, what, 10, almost 12 years? It really hasn't been what it used to be. So you can find alternative streams of saving your money. And what you're saving for a stress-free life. You're saving for when someone says, my car just broke down, I don't have to go to payday, I can go into my own savings. I can pay myself.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'm not having to borrow from my 401k and then pay myself back at my job, because my 401k is to make sure that I'm not eating cat food when I get old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you learn to save for yourself, not for a particular item. You can save for items, but I tell people, save for yourself so you don't have to worry. The most crippling thing to a person is having to worry, is when you're having to look in the eyes of your child and have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess my take on it has been, I mean, not that, like, I've been, you know, in banking or anything like that for a while, but I've been learning, not even learning about, but trying to have multiple streams of income rather than saving. I mean, realistically, I don't, you know, if I have hypothetically 7 streams of income or 9 from multiple sources, I will essentially have a savings, but it's not because I've I have to think like, oh, I have to save, like, because this could happen or that could happen. But for people that have one stream of income and they just have, like, a job or, you know, they're self-employed or something like that, I do think that they should have a, you know, some sort of savings and, you know, pay themselves first. But I don't know, I think when it comes to quote unquote financial education, it varies from bank to bank, from institution to institution, from person to person, because, you know, it's something that I've personally studied and something that I am personally going to be taking up relatively soon. And, you know, you have your banks that tell you, you know, live below your means and pay the minimum balance or even pay a little extra, but they really only gear it towards making sure that they get their money, but they don't tell you how to balance multiple credit cards or a mortgage payment, you know, a college fund, a car payment, previous student. Like, I feel like it's really subjective and really, like, not the idea. It's not everybody's situation. They try to give you this cookie-cutter idea of what financial education should be, which isn't bad for majority of people, but realistically, even with what they're saying as far as, oh, pay the minimum balance or whatever, people still can't get out of debt. So, you know, and I feel the same way with like the savings instruments where, you know, if you put into a CD or a money market account, MMA, like, I mean, that basically, and same thing with 401k, is they all go with the market. So if the market plummets, like, you're not really going to make any money.
And I agree, but the same thing with your seven hustles. If they don't work out, they don't work out. Everything's going to be a risk on what you're going to do in order to make sure that you earn that money. Whereas with you have your hustles that are going on, your seven jobs or your seven streams of revenue, they're not all going to be yielding or earning money at the same rate, correct?
Depends on, I mean, if it's investments, I mean, it's not going to be the same rate, but most likely it's going to be higher than what a CD or a money market can do.
That is correct, but you're still going to have to make sure you're monitoring and watching those investments to make sure
absolutely.
That you're not losing any money. And the
absolutely.
Same thing, and going back to what you were saying as far as a bank goes, remember, a bank is just an institution like anything else.
Absolutely.
It's not their role to make sure that you're educated about your finances. That is our individual role to do as people who are smart about their money. That is generational. That is your grandparents teaching your parents and your parents teaching you.
Right.
So it's making sure that everyone knows. But it seems as if everyone has a mentality of, well, this institution should be teaching me. I'm like going, no, that's not the institution's job. No one taught me. I mean, like I said, I've been in banking for 20 years. Nobody at the bank has taught me anything. I've had to go out and get every bit of education I could find. I'll go, ooh, that MMA interests me. How does it work? So I go find that information for myself. Like everything I'm sharing with everyone of the people that are listening, this is information that I went out and found myself. I didn't find it at my job. I took my time and I found it online. And I've had alternative, you know, revenue streams as well. But I also had to look at the fact that, okay, those alternative revenue streams, what are they taking away from? Because you have to monitor those things. So I noticed it was taking away some time that I was spending with my son and my family.
Mm-hmm.
It was taking away from my education on what I could be doing. So
mm-hmm.
you have to balance it and find out exactly what's the best yield for you. What do you want to do? So what I'm sharing is just information from my own side of it. I encourage everyone,
right.
go out and find your best path. Go out and find your authentic self and be happy with that.
Because
mm-hmm. it's okay. But don't go out there and blame anyone for anything that you're lacking, especially when we're in an information age where it's free. If you're hungry
mm-hmm.
enough to eat, you go find some food. If you're hungry enough to keep money in your pocket,
right.
you go find a way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That was good, Sloan. That was definitely good, Amber. Thank you so much for your input and for calling
No
us.
Problem.
I want to know what Amber's doing because I want alternative streams too. Amber, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're getting it, ain't she? Getting it, honey.
I have a couple things at my sleeve. Well, I have a job, unfortunately, and honestly, I'd rather the investing take away my time than a job because, I mean, realistically, if I invest, I can probably quadruple whatever it is that I make. But real estate investment and options. The real estate investment is going to be my next big leap, but I kind of dabble in options and stocks a little bit for right now. But I still have some stocks from, like, when the market did crash, so I just kind of
mm-hmm.
enjoy watching those go up. But I'll probably get into foreign currencies. And, yeah. So that's why I said multiple streams of income because I don't have to think about, like, oh, well, when's my next check coming in because I have to pay for this. I'm just like, oh, well, let me see if I can, you know, maybe short sell some stocks or, you know, sell this stock or, you know, buy an option or whatever the case may be, because I know literally it doesn't matter which way the market moves, I can make money just by knowing how to buy and sell options.
Well, see, then, love, there might be something that Amber can teach us.
Yeah, definitely. I need to, because I was just thinking about that. I was actually thinking about that the other day about doing buying and selling stocks. So we definitely appreciate you, Amber, for calling in. And please feel free to continue listening in. And if you have any other input, feel free to inbox any of us and let us know, definitely.
Not a problem. I will most certainly do that.
All right, cool beans. So if anybody else wants to call in, make sure you call in to 347-826-7536 and press the number 1 so that we know that you want to speak to us. We're going to go to a quick break really, really, really quickly, and then we're going to come back and wrap up with Sloan. Sloan, this has been completely amazing. It definitely went longer than we anticipated, and so I'm sorry for taking up your whole Sunday, or not your whole Sunday, but taking up your couple hours from your Sunday. But just hold on really quickly. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back. So here is here is Lady Gaga.
It's a weird choice.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause you made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can't rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H.
Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born
no matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
I'm on the
right, welcome back to the Conscious Creative. That was Lady Gaga. For those of you who are just joining in, we are talking about financial health and financial freedom, saving versus spending. We're joined by the lovely Sloan Mercer, who has given us a lot of good tips and ideas, and I have a list of things that I've been writing down. So, Sloan, what was next on the list?
Actually, I'm ending up with one thing, funding your fun. And funding your fun means just basically finding creative ways of putting money aside for the fun that you love, like, you know, shoes and clothes. When we took a break, one of my newfound friends was saying about how she budgets for shirts and for certain things that she wants to buy for her children. So, I mean, I absolutely love that idea and that concept, which is a great segue to funding your fun. And with funding your fun, I only have like three things that I have listed. There are tons others, but of course, these three, for some reason, stuck out to me as putting my list together. And one of them actually brings us to what Marie was saying about Amazon, because she likes to go to Amazon for books and so forth. Amazon actually has a hidden site within it called MTurk.
Really?
MTurk, and that's M-T-U-R-K. MTurk allows you to do little tasks for people or companies, and they will pay you. And a lot of people don't know about this particular site within Amazon. So it can be anything from reading synopsis to writing a paper report about that book that you've read. It could be a place that you've traveled and someone wants to know more about it. It could be going to a site and basically your ideal, your feedback on the new site that they just put up, a new website. So it varies. Everything is out there that you can think of for you to do. And they pay you based upon whatever task it is. Of course, most people try and go for the higher task first, but if you're not a person that's well-versed in math or quantum physics, you might want to stay away from the higher task and start doing the lower ones first. Because they get involved all the way down to translating a book from Russian to English. So there's a lot of little jobs out there that you can do.
Okay.
So if you have someone, you know, spend some time at home and they're kind of bored or whatever during an afternoon, you can pick up these MTurks and definitely do them, and they do pay you.
So how do you, and so you just go, do you go directly through Amazon?
You can, but it's hard to find. My suggestion would be to go to www.mturk, and that's MTurk.com.
N as in Nancy?
I'm sorry?
You said N as in Nancy, T-U-R-K?
No, N as in Michael.
Okay, gotcha.
T as in Tom, U as in Ulysses, R as in Robert, K as in kite.com. Yeah.
Good deal.
Again, they pay you in cash, or you can get paid an Amazon gift card or whatever current currency that they have out there, be it a gift card
or... An Amazon
I'm sorry?
Gift card. No, I just, when you said Amazon gift card, I just went, oh, wow, to have an Amazon gift card.
Oh, when that came
I
in,
love that
you
place.
Missed when, I know, right? You missed when I was talking about Fat Wallet, because Fat Wallet will pay you that way also. So pay you via PayPal or an Amazon gift card or whatever through there as well if you decide you want to go through Fat Wallet.
I am checking all these things out as soon as we say goodbye.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next one. My next one is inbox dollars. Inbox dollars are for surveys. They will pay you anywhere up to $1 to $5 for every survey that you qualify for. Now, the surveys can be short. Some of them can be lengthy. But, again, if you're lazing around and not doing anything, or if the kids are lazing around and not doing anything, or boyfriend or husband, they can do a survey for you, and you'll also get the money paid out to you in your PayPal account, or you can get a check out to you as well.
Inbox.
And that brings me to the very last one on my list, which is on pineconeresearch.com. Pinecone is also a survey company, but they will only allow you in by invite. You can go out there and register, and once they have an opening, they will let you know. The good thing about them is their surveys will pay you anywhere between $15 to $75. Also, if you're someone that does a lot of surveys with them, whenever there's a new product that comes out, they will ask you to taste it or test it for them, be it a cleaning product or something like that, and they'll pay you for your feedback. So one good thing I love about them is that when I used to use this company is the new Snickers bar that they have out that's in the shape of a square that has peanut butter and so forth in it. That one, they actually sent to my house for me to try before they release it out to the general public. I love chocolate. I actually let my best friend eat it and let them tell me how they liked it. They still collected the $75.
Wow.
So there's definitely a lot of fights out there. Yeah, they paid $75 for it. And they shipped it to me in dry ice and everything.
Oh, wow.
But that site's harder to get into. But once you get in, make sure you stay in and do all the surveys, no matter what it is.
And that was Pinecone Research, research.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
And, of course, everyone knows about the movie sites, you know, like GoFobo and things like that. So if anyone knows of any other free movie sites for premieres, please share that information because I love going to the movies for free.
I did have a question because I went on, I don't remember which site I went on. It might have been GoFobo. I went on there, and all you do, I guess I was kind of confused, so all you do is just sign up, and then they automatically send you tickets, or how does that work?
Yes, they do. Go and sign up, and then let them know what genre of movie that you like, be it action, comedy, whatever, and when a new movie comes out, they randomly pick people to go.
Gotcha.
But the only thing is that if you say you're going, please go, or give the tickets to someone who will promise you, on pain of death, that they will go. And the only reason why I say that is that if the person doesn't go or you don't go and you've selected the ticket, you get kicked out for the next movie.
Okay.
They won't invite you back.
Gotcha.
So you have to go or release the ticket.
And that's the same with the other site. What was the other site?
On the other site is Sony Recording. And I don't know the other ones. Annalisa, who was at the meeting for the workshop,
yeah.
She knows them all.
Okay. Awesome. Sony Recording. Awesome.
And that is all that I have. Does anyone have any other questions for me?
Well, we're going to stay in touch, Sloan, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I don't have any questions. You've answered a lot of my questions that I wrote them. I actually purposely wrote them down from the last Girls Talk meeting that I was going to ask you for today. So thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for all of your insight and expertise. Sage, did you have any questions for Sloan?
I did not. Thank you.
Cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for having me.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much, Sloan. You're amazing at what you do, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Marie. So we're going to go right into Unwrapped. What do you have for us today?
Well, I mean, just to kind of keep the theme of today going as far as finances, I wanted to discuss how money and how our finances can actually affect not only our relationship, but also the intimacy in a relationship, including sex, including the stability needed, including trust. And so because if you're not careful, you can make some really foolish decisions as far as your finances are concerned that can actually ruin a relationship. And I actually wrote down five different mistakes that we can make in a relationship that can actually be costly. And the mistake that mistake number one I have is when we try to change the way our partner sees money. So each of us have our own different personalities or understandings, and spending habits, whether it be, you know, how much we'll spend on something like Sloan touched on, or saving goals, or different philosophies, period, about money. And it's common that when we get into relationships, we don't necessarily talk about that. I know I didn't. So we didn't talk about what our goals were, what our long-term, short-term goals were. Did we want to continue to rent? Did we want to buy? What's important financially for us? How important is it for us to be on the same plane when it came to purchasing decisions, and that there not be one person over the other who dictated how much and when we spent or saved? And then it's important that we understand one another's spending comfort level. So, for instance, if you have your spouse or your mate is frugal and the other is used to living lavishly and spending, conflicts are definitely going to arise. But if you try to change that partner's money personality and you insist that what you're saying is the best way all the time, well, that can definitely hurt the relationship. And that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is having joint accounts before you're ready.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Lord. You know, because many couples struggle with the idea of having it to begin with, whether they're married or engaged. But if you're 100% sure that both of you are comfortable with where you are with your expenses and how you spend and how you save, if you're comfortable, then, you know, yeah, sure. But if neither one of you have a problem determining who gets what and how it's spent, and, you know, then maybe it may be a good idea. However, you also have to take into account that if you're coming into a relationship with debt, if you're coming into the relationship with student loans and things of that nature, how is that going to affect our joint financial goals? So all of these things definitely can be detrimental to your relationship, you know. And keeping secrets, number three, is keeping secrets from your mate, keeping money secrets from your mate. I know when I first got married in my previous life, when I was married, one of the more common pieces of advice that I would get was, you don't always have to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So basically what I was being told was, you get your little money, you put it on the side, you don't have to let anyone know how much you have in your account. Right. Well, the problem with that is it creates a lot of distrust. And it's important to be as open as possible about what you're spending and plan on making larger purchases together and not hiding anything from your other half, especially if you're married. And the same thing goes for debts and other obligations that you have, you know, because it's important to let someone know exactly what they're getting into. The bottom line is, you know, money secrets destroy financial and personal intimacy, period. So, you know, just you don't want to go there. Mistake number four is investing in stuff more than in the relationship. And we definitely talked about that when we got that caller, Amber, and she was talking about all of her different forms of income. And then Sloan said that, you know, you also have to keep in mind that when you have all of these other things going on, whether they're physical businesses, online businesses, whatever, that it's taking away from something a lot of time. And so it's important to find that balance. And so whether material goods and money and all those things are fantastic when it comes to enhancing your lifestyle, you just don't want to spend so much time and energy to appear rich and healthy, and then you're actually zapping all hope of having a healthy relationship because of becoming so materialistic that you ignore what your lover needs or what that lover wants. And if you want your relationship to survive, material goods should be just a part of your life and not the main focus. Mistake number five is avoiding the money talk and financial planning. So someone like Sloan, just like I know now here in Florida, before you get married, you have to have marital counseling, right? But the problem with marital counseling is it doesn't always focus on the issues, the actual issues that can arise in a marriage. And so I would encourage anyone, and listen, when I'm speaking to you, I'm clearly not a financial expert because I was just telling y'all I didn't know that stuff was being renewed on my account. So clearly I'm not a financial expert, but I do know some stuff about relationships.
And I've learned some things through my own experiences, through my own challenges, and definitely just through wisdom through the ages of going through the things that I've gone through. And if I've learned nothing else, I've learned that it is absolutely detrimental to a relationship if you fail to plan. And so just like with anything else in your life, you kind of want to sit down with your mate. You want to sit down with someone, especially going into a long-term relationship, and you want to talk about financial planning. You want to talk about how are we going to do vacations? Are the kids going to go to private school? You know, having the money talk, it needs to happen, and it needs to happen consistently if you want your relationship to work. So if you're avoiding the subject altogether, it usually leads to absolute disaster, just like with any topic in a relationship. Surprisingly, though, most people don't even have that talk, love.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize how important it is to be completely transparent in a relationship. And, you know, especially now, you know, if you did your 4 years or your 6 years in college, many people are coming and leaving out with over $100,000 worth of debt.
Right.
You know? And then you want to have that conversation with your partner about it. And now, I just want to switch directions just for a bit and talk specifically about how these stresses can also damage your intimacy and your sexual desire. Number one, not having money or money problems drain energy, and all of the issues that you're having because you're concerned about money, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Because how in the world, first of all, I don't know if I'm going to want you to touch me if the light's going to be off tomorrow. I don't think I want that. I don't think I'm okay with that. Yeah. You know, because it's very stressful to maintain a free-flowing, you know, connection physically when you're overly concerned with so many things. And no matter how optimistic you are, you want to be realistic as well and not ignore these issues, because the stress that financial issues bring can absolutely destroy a relationship. And when you have nothing left to give the relationship, you have no desire to make love. You know, and financial issues in a relationship, you know, especially where sex is concerned, it diminishes our sense of security. When people don't feel financially secure, like Sloan was saying, especially women, they tend to not want to be emotionally vulnerable. They don't want to be physically vulnerable. You know, they don't want to. And then on the flip side of that, if there are roles in the relationship, no matter what type of relationship, but if you have a more dominant role in the relationship, that person may feel inadequate as a provider. That person may not want to be physically or emotionally vulnerable at all. Yet, right, tender vulnerability is what ushers in a relationship. It ushers in both parties into a profound sexual intimacy. Now, I'm not saying that financial security is everything, but most people have chosen to live a life that carries with it a sundry of financial obligations, whether it's rent, mortgage, cell phone bills, insurance, car payments, and all these different things. And when we don't have, if we have those financial obligations and then you can't pay them, there is no way you feel secure, not only in the house, not only riding around in this car that's two notes behind, but you just don't feel secure that this person is able to help you or walk with you in the life that you hope to have.
Right.
And so that begins to break down the relationship. You begin to feel resentment. Insecurity increases. Motives are questioned. And sex becomes unbearably laborious. You know, it becomes a job. If a couple cannot navigate through that all, through all of that, then it definitely, the relationship is gone. And so in those moments, we feel especially exposed, and it's not a good feeling. So not only does it do all those things, it also fuels division. It fuels division, and some marriages, financial stress is causing so much division that there is an increasing doubt about whether their covenant, commitment, whether their, you know, their marriage, whether their commitment ceremony, whether any of those things, and all the things that you have invested into the marriage, you just don't feel that any of those things can survive. And it is a very difficult thing to get out of. And I can speak from experience with that. So in all of that, what am I saying?
it is definitely important to be open. Be open with your expectations. Be open with where you are financially without your partner. Be open with, you know, your views and your ideology concerning money and relationships, concerning saving, concerning, you know, how you're going to invest, if you're going to invest. You know, even when it comes down to wanting to change jobs, you know, for a lot of people, I know for me, working for me is more about passion and purpose more so than a salary. Well, for other, some people may not feel that way. For them, like, they look at the salary first. They look at the benefits package first. It's important to discuss those things, and it's important to discuss how you want to live, what type of community you want to live in. Are you comfortable in an apartment? Are you comfortable? So all of these things can actually break down the intimacy in the relationship, and you'll find yourself not wanting your mate. You'll find your mate not wanting you, not because, you know, anything has changed fundamentally between the two of you, but because there's so much stress in the house, there's so much stress between you. You know, I don't always want a card for my birthday, and I'm very upfront about that kind of stuff, right? It's not that, you know, you always have to get me gifts, and I'm speaking for me. You don't always have to get me gifts. I don't always have to have, you know, some expensive bottle of perfume. I don't always have to have a new pair of shoes, like those sorts of things. But I like to be able to feel comfortable. I like to be able to go out and get a nice meal if I want to. I don't want to always have to be juggling between, you know, should I pay this bill first or I'll wait 2 weeks to pay that and then I'll pay this. That's a horrible feeling. I'd rather do that single.
Yeah.
Before I do it with someone.
Yeah.
And so just be honest about what you expect in the relationship. Be honest what you expect financially in the relationship. And in order to want to keep the intimacy alive, in order to keep the relationship strong, you have to be able to feel secure. So that's my unwrapped session for today. If you have any questions concerning anything I have discussed, please reach out. I'm actually pretty cool to talk to.
You are pretty cool to talk
I
to.
I am. Not to mention, hello, yesterday I posted on Facebook that I wanted fiddle faddle. Like, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was so pissed off that I had no fiddle faddle. So I woke up today, I ran some errands, went to Whole Foods, that's a whole other story, and I went and got my fiddle faddle. Now I am happy.
I have no idea what fiddle faddle is.
Shut your mouth. It's like Crunch and Munch.
Oh, okay.
The pop, yeah, the cartwheel. It's my favorite thing in the whole world next to Chico Sticks and Pedicures.
Gotcha. Well, I will definitely keep that in mind. Fiddle Faddle.
And yes, it's yummy. It's called Fiddle Faddle.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. Awesome. Cool. Well, we've had a very, very good conversation on the Conscious Creative today. So once again, thank you to everyone who listened in. Thank you to everyone who always listens in. Just to give you a head start or insight on what we're talking about next week we will be talking to one of our own, Sage Mayotte, who is celebrating not only her birthday, but she's also celebrating the release of her book. So, Sage, did you want to give just a snippet or a brief intro into what to expect next week?
Next week, I can't tell you what to expect. The book will be released, and I'm not sure what Love Reigns or Marie will have up their sleeves for me. It's always a surprise. So I honestly can't tell you. That's why Love Reigns is telling me to tell you, because she knows I don't know what they're going to be asking me. But the book is absolutely going to be released next week, my own birthday gift to myself. And so I do look forward to sharing in that celebration with you all.
Awesome. Good deal.
And then the link will be on all of my social media. Apologize. It'll be on my Instagram bio, Facebook. I'll be sharing it there, and also on Twitter. And then I'll share the link where you can purchase the book on the show. That is all.
Cool. Well, we definitely look forward to that. And we also will be joined next week by the founder of Elixir.com. For those of you who don't know what Elixir is, definitely check it out. It's www.elixir. That's E as in Edward, L as in Larry, I, X as in X-ray, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, R as in Rainbow.com.
It is your the premier site for queer social media and queer queer news and black queer news, anything of, along those lines. It's an amazing site, and they've also just this year they've launched their magazine. And so we get to speak to and pick the brain of the founder and editor of Elixir, Ms. Kimberly McLeod. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to joining you all again on next Sunday. Once again, please continue to support the Conscious Creative every Sunday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I am Love Reigns. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram, IamLovereigns. And I'm going to pass it over to Marie.
This is Marie Borrojo. You can reach me also on many other social outlets. There's Instagram, there's Facebook, and it is Marie, spelled how you spell Marie, Borrojo, B-U-R-E-R-O-H-O. I had someone ask me what that meant. Well, Marie is my middle name, and Borrojo means free spirit in Swahili. That's just kind of who I am. I'm kind of all over the place. I blame it on the fact that I'm a Virgo. Did anybody see that moon last night?
Yes, it was beautiful.
I laid under the moon.
It was fantastic. I wanted to run naked. However, we have a like this chick in my community who's like the community, whatever she does, she's like a warden or something in my community. She notices everything. And the only thing I could think of is her calling the police. And because I live in such a small little area, I would have been in the news. So that kept me from running.
The Nona
that could be exciting. That's why Erykah Badu said it. She should have done it.
She sucks.
Have you? So, you know who Nona Barrett is?
Yeah. Who?
Nona Barrett.
Who? No.
Yeah. Remember the chick from Lean on Me? The chick that kept telling on Mr. Clark.
Yeah.
That was
with
Nona Barrett.
With the mean face.
So that's Nona Barrett. So the old folks would say, oh, she's the Nona Barrett of your community.
Nona Barrett. I get it now. Gosh. So anyway, also, you guys can also, so people have started, you know, emailing me questions. Email me questions, relationship, intimacy, love, sex. I'm all about those things. I love them. They give me tingles all up and down my spine. So please feel free to call me, message me, and I will talk very, very openly with you
in my
unwrap session. Yeah.
Sage, did you have any words?
No. You know, I'm a woman of not very many words. So you can find me same place, same time next Sunday. And social media, Sage My App. That's where I am.
Cool beans. Well, and again, this is all of us signing off at The Conscious Creative. Please make sure you join us next Sunday. Same bat time, same bat place, and every Sunday, 4 p.m.
Bat channel.
Yes, same bat channel.
Same bat time, same.
That part.
Okay, Bruce Wayne.
Y'all have a good
if you say